do you call it? There's a tall flowering bush that has clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers in the spring. Do you need to see anything like that around here?
A what?
There's a big tall flowering bush that has pink and white flowers on it in the spring.
Well, we used to have them, but I can't think of what it did now.
Okay. What all kinds of berries are there around here?
Supposed to be deer berries, blackberries, strawberries. Raspberries. I don't know whether they grow any raspberries here or not. But my son's got strawberries growing, he said, in his garden, and I don't know if he's got any deer berries. But my grandson's got some deer berries. And we used to go out of town, right out here north of town.
Yeah.
And pick blackberries. There's another acre out there.
Yum. Oh,
yum. And we'd get 6 bits a gallon to pick them.
Is that right? Boy, they smell so good when they're hot.
Mm-hmm.
In the sun. What do you call a large...
And they make good jelly.
Yeah, they do.
And good berry pies.
Good everything.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you call those tall flowering trees that have big white flowers on them, about this big cross?
Magnolias.
Okay. Let's see. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she might say, well, I guess I better go and ask
my husband.
Okay. Is there anything else she might call him? Besides my husband, would she call him anything else, maybe?
I said I'd go ask Clarence.
Okay. Well, let's see.
That's what I just said. I'd go ask Daddy or ask Clarence.
Yeah, okay. If a married man doesn't want to make up his own mind, he might say, well, I better go and ask
Judy.
Okay.
That's what he did.
Called you by your name, huh? Did he ever call you anything else?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Honey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know his mother asked him one day, said, well, she says, she's honey, the bees don't know it. And he'd say, honey, well, said, if she's honey, I'll take my syrup. They'd make fun of him calling me honey.
Uh-huh.
Because they said I didn't look like any honey there, so.
What would you call a name that a child might be known by just in the family?
Well, Jackie Janelle is my granny.
Yeah.
And sometimes we call her Janelle.
Okay, what would you call it? Well, a name that wasn't really your name. I mean, like, her name is really Jackie
Janelle. Oh, yeah,
Janelle.
My name's Judy Lee.
Yeah.
But when I was home, it was Jip.
Oh, really? When you were a child?
Yeah, when I was growing up, it was Jip.
What would you call that kind of name?
I don't know.
Why'd they call you that anyway?
Well, I don't know. I suck my fingers.
Uh-huh.
My stepsister sucked her thumb.
Uh-huh.
And my baby sister sucked her lip. And they say, liver lip, Jip, slew foot, flip.
That
was my stepsister.
Uh-huh.
And they called me liver lip. Liver lip, Jip, and slew foot, flip.
Yeah, okay, I get it.
And my stepsister was called Flip.
Uh-huh.
She's out here in the old folks' home now.
Is that right?
And my older sister was named Annie.
Uh-huh.
And we always called her Bet. And my next older sister was named Beulah. And we called her Boots.
So everybody had a name like that.
And my oldest brother was named Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Well, we called him Chuck.
Uh-huh.
And my other brother was named Frank. And we called him Tony.
Huh.
And my youngest brother was named William Henry.
Yeah.
And we called him
Achy, yeah. Well, this one named Flip, was this the one that you clobbered her toe with a hammer?
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
I bet she still has a scar.
Now, I don't know what she has or not. She just loves me to death every time I go out there now. We
don't
want one another now.
Y'all are friends now and get along.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's been out there in that home now about 6 years. About 6 years.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. And they used to say, liver lip, Jip, and slew foot, flip. And she'd get in one rocking chair and get her thumb and pull her ear and suck it, and I'd get the other and put these two fingers on them.
Like that, uh-huh.
And we'd go to sleep. We'd rock ourselves to sleep in them rocking chairs.
Uh-huh.